Welcome to Listen 2. This is Ted. The news was published on Tuesday, October 8th. Joining us today are Eric and Kate to discuss a fascinating new study.
Hey there, Ted. Great to be here. This study's findings are pretty eye-opening, aren't they?
Hi, Ted, Eric. Yeah, but let's not jump to conclusions just yet. There's a lot to unpack here.
Today we're discussing a recent study linking increased screen time to mental health issues in children. Let's start with the basics. What did this study find?
Well, Ted, the study's results are pretty clear-cut. It found a strong link between more screen time and higher levels of depression, anxiety, and attention problems in 9- and 10-year-olds. We're talking about real, measurable impacts on kids' mental health here.
While that's true, we need to consider that correlation doesn't always mean causation. There could be other factors at play here.
Fair point, Kate. But this wasn't just a one-off observation. The study followed these kids for 2 years. That's a significant period to observe consistent patterns. We're not talking about a blip on the radar here.
Sure, but 2 years isn't that long in the grand scheme of things. We need longer-term studies to draw definitive conclusions. Kids go.
I get what
so
you're saying,
changes.
Kate. But we can't just sit on our hands waiting for decades-long studies. This is valuable information we have right now.
What specific activities were most strongly linked to these mental health symptoms?
According to the study, video chatting, texting, gaming, and watching videos showed the strongest association with depressive symptoms. It's pretty much the whole gamut of what kids are doing on screens these days.
But those are also primary ways kids socialize and relax nowadays. We can't just demonize these activities.
Nobody's demonizing anything, Kate. The study simply points out potential risks. We're talking about 5.5 hours of non-educational screen time for tweens and 8.5 hours for teens daily. That's a huge chunk of their waking hours.
Those numbers seem high, but remember, screens are integrated into almost every aspect of modern life. It's not just mindless consumption. Kids are learning.
True, but that doesn't negate the potential negative impacts. The study suggests screen use may be replacing crucial activities like physical exercise and face-to-face interactions. We can't ignore that.
Or it could be enhancing social connections, especially for kids who might struggle with in-person interactions. Not every kid thrives in traditional social settings, you know.
Interesting points. Now let's consider a historical parallel. How does this compare to concerns about television's impact on children in the 1950s and 60s?
That's a great comparison, Ted. In the 50s and 60s, there was widespread panic about TV rotting kids' brains. Sound familiar? Everyone thought the world was ending because kids were watching too much Howdy Doody.
It's not quite the same. The scale and ubiquity of modern screen use far surpasses television viewing back then. We're talking about devices that are with kids 24/7.
But the core fear is identical. New technology corrupting the youth. It was overblown then, and it might be overblown now. We adapted to TV, and we'll adapt to this, too.
The difference is we have data now. This study shows a 50% increase in major depressive episodes compared to 20 years ago. That's not something
correlation
we can just
isn't
rush.
Causation, Eric. Society has changed in many ways beyond just increased screen use. There are tons of factors that could be contributing to that increase.
How did society address concerns about television's impact back then?
There were efforts to regulate content and viewing hours, much like today's screen time limits. Parents and educators were really concerned about striking a balance.
And look how that turned out. TV didn't destroy society. In fact, it became a valuable educational tool. Remember Sesame Street?
But we're not talking about educational use here. This study specifically looked at non-educational screen time. It's apples and oranges, Kate.
Even non-educational use can have benefits. TV brought families together, screens can connect kids with peers. It's not all doom and gloom.
At the cost of face-to-face interactions and physical activity, that's a steep price to pay. We need to be careful about glorifying screen time at the expense of real-world experiences.
Let's look to the future. How do you see this situation unfolding in the coming years?
I believe we'll adapt. Kids will learn to balance screen time with other activities naturally. They're smarter than we give them credit for, and they'll figure out what works for them.
That's optimistic. Without intervention, I see mental health issues continuing to rise among youth. We can't just hope this problem will solve itself.
But intervention could mean restricting access to valuable social and learning tools. We don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater here.
Or it could mean teaching healthier habits and providing alternatives to constant screen use. It's about balance, not total restriction.
What about the racial differences the study found? How might that impact future trends?
The stronger association between screen time and symptoms in white adolescents suggests we need targeted interventions. One size doesn't fit all when it comes to addressing this issue.
Horrett suggests that for minority youth, screens provide important connections and support networks. We can't ignore the social context here. For some kids,
but at what cost? The mental health risks seem to outweigh potential benefits. We need to find healthier ways to provide that support and connection.
You can't generalize like that. Each child's situation is unique. What works for one kid might not work for another.
Which is why the study recommends individualized family media use plans. It's about tailoring the approach to each family's needs and circumstances.
Exactly. So blanket restrictions or fear-mongering about screen time isn't the answer. We need nuanced, individualized approaches that consider the whole picture.
Well, it's clear this is a complex issue with no easy answers. Thank you both for sharing your insights today. It's given us all a lot to think about when it comes to kids and screen time.